If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On today's podcast, we're talking about DeepSeek, the Chinese AI company that has been shaking up not only the AI world, but the stock market. It's had all kinds of crazy effects. Today, we're going to talk about why people are so excited about it and what it kind of means for AI and the AI world. But before we get into that, Jaden, why don't you tell them about our school community?
So if you have ever wanted to start an online side hustle, or if you want to grow and scale your business using AI tools, Jamie and I, if you haven't heard us talk about it already, have a school community called AI Hustle. It was $100 a month in the past. We've dropped the price to $19 a month to get you started in the new year. So if you've ever wanted to join, this is a great time to do it. Every single week, we record an exclusive piece of content. So this week, we did a deep dive where I paid $200 and I got access to OpenAI's Operator. That's like their AI agent that can take over and do any task that you want. I showed a bunch of tasks that I've had it run for me. I showed some different side hustles and businesses that people literally were getting Operator to run their whole business, the prompts they were using, how they were doing it. So if you're interested in that video and dozens of others in our classroom on tons of different topics, how to make money, grow and scale your businesses with AI, go join the AI Hustle School community. It has an incredible community of over 300 members. They're all sharing awesome insights, wins, asking questions. It's an amazing place. And there's tons of great insights on there. So we'd love to have a member of the AI Hustle School community. All right, let's go to what's happening with DeepSeek. Now, I know, Jamie, you told me that you have been downloaded DeepSeek. You've been playing with it. I guess, what was your first impression when you first started using it?
Yeah, so my initial reaction is that it seemed very, similar to OpenAI, ChatGPT, but it's lacking a few things, and then it also has some things that I really liked about it. As far as what it's lacking, it is pretty much strictly just a text, AI, LLM, traditional. It doesn't have like image generator, GPTs or anything like that. It's just pretty much straight for analyzing text, doing research, things like that. But the reasoning part was really quite impressive to me. And it actually explains its reasoning for the answer it gave you. So, if you type in a question or a command, it will, spend, 7 to 10 seconds thinking about the response, and then it will pop out your response. It's very quick though, but you can then look back and see, why it came up with that result, which I thought was really helpful. So, for example, I said, where do you get your data from? Like, what are you trained on? Because I was mostly curious because it's a Chinese company. And it said, we get all of our scientific articles are from peer-reviewed, things like this. And it gave me a few different places they get their data. But then I looked up in the reasoning part and it said, because some of his previous questions were science and math related, it's important to share the peer-reviewed articles because, that'll make him feel more assured in my answer. So it kind of like said, it kind of gave its rationale for why I gave him the answer, which I thought was cool. And it was also just very quick. So, have you played around with it all yet, Jaden?
Yeah, I've played around with it. So a couple things that it can and can't do. I know a lot of people. Okay. So, let's just get the cat out of the bag. NVIDIA's stock price super tanked when the news came out because they said that they were able to train this thing for $5 million. And, we have these companies spending $1 billion to train their AI models. So this Chinese hedge fund that trained it. So we went from NVIDIA being at like $42, dropping all the way down to $142 to $117. So it was down like 20%, almost 18% yesterday. I am proud to tell you all, I sort of bought the dip at like $120. Nice. So I'm up like 8%. I mean, I didn't put that much money in it, but I'm up 8% so far on my NVIDIA shares. I should have bought like call options or something like that, but whatever. Anyways, it completely tanked them. I think that essentially what it is, it's kind of like a load of crap that they trained this thing for $5 million because they essentially have the CHIPS Act, which blocked Chinese companies from getting the best chips. And so what they did is they went and bought them in Singapore. This is what everyone's finding out now. Singapore apparently buys 20%. It's like 20% of NVIDIA's revenue is Singapore. And everyone's like, uh-huh, because Singapore doesn't have like any big AI companies. And so it's really just that's where they go. And then Singapore sells them to China. Okay. So anyway, getting around it. So the problem, though, is that DeepSeek can't say that they did this because then they're like infringing on like the trade rule, whatever things. And so they just tell people, no, we don't have that many chips and we trained it super cheap with not that many chips. But in reality, they have a lot of chips. So it's not really 5 million. Anyways, when they said it was 5 million, everyone's like, oh, my gosh, they trained it for so cheap. No one's going to need to buy NVIDIA chips anymore because there's already so many out there and they can just train off of what currently exists. So NVIDIA is going to die. You can see NVIDIA is making a comeback now because it's like, they did, to be fair, DeepSeek came out with some really good things that made their model more efficient, but like not $5 million instead of $1 billion, you know? So anyways, I'm putting that caveat out there. I have tried it and I want to show you something funny.
Before we get into that, basically in layman's terms, you're saying the big claim was that they don't need the compute power to run their software, but they actually do.
Yes, exactly. Okay. And to prove that, it was going so viral. DeepSeek was going so viral. Everyone was trying it. And then they literally blocked new people from signing up for the app that didn't have a Chinese phone number yesterday because they like got overrun. Why did they get overrun? Because they didn't have enough NVIDIA H100s to run their AI model. So what's the solution? Go buy more. So what's going to happen to NVIDIA? Evidently, it's just going to obviously make more money. So whatever. Anyways, this is not financial advice. I'm not telling you to go buy NVIDIA shares. I'm just saying what I did. But anyways, okay, so I asked it a question. What time is it in Vancouver? As of my last update, I don't have real-time capabilities. That's my one thing. Hopefully they get it, but like I can't use an AI model that doesn't have real-time capabilities. ChatGPT, Grok, it kills me that Anthropic doesn't. But like Perplexity, all of the ones that connect to the internet, that's great because I can't replace like my actual search results or whatever until that happens. So anyways, Perplexity, Grok, ChatGPT, those are three awesome options. They don't do that. I said, what's a fun thing to do in Vancouver? They gave me a list pretty quick of all the fun things that you could do in Vancouver. So honestly, did a great job there. Then I said, who is Tank Man from China? And if you ask it what Tiananmen Square is, negative things about Xi Jinping, negative things about socialism or the CCP, man, it's really funny what it does. It doesn't just like not tell you, but so it says, sorry, that's beyond my current scope. Let's talk about something else. Okay, but watch this. I'm going to ask it the question again. Maybe I need to change the words slightly. Who is the Tank Man from China? I'm going to ask it the question again. If you're watching, you can see what happens, but otherwise I'll explain for those that are just listening to the podcast. As soon as you say that, it immediately starts. Tank Man is the nickname given to an anonymous, and then it blocks it. So it's interesting because like it has the knowledge in there, but as soon as its model starts seeing that it's saying something that's like could be sensitive or negative to China, it like instantly shuts it down. So that's the big problem and the big criticism of DeepSeek is that Chinese legal regulations say that you can't have anything included in an AI model that comes out of China that is like forbidden by their censorship apparatus, the great Chinese firewall or whatever. So that's kind of one of the big problems is if we really did embed DeepSeek into everything that happens in America, you know that you're getting like a heavily censored pro Chinese socialist CCP angle on everything.
Yeah. That's interesting. So I was trying to think of like reasoning problems I could ask it just because I don't know. I wanted to test out that because that was kind of the big claim, you know, that it was comparable to ChatGPT 01. I couldn't really think of much. I did ask it, you know, like a story, not really a story problem, but if I said if I have a triangle and, you know, one side of it is 3 inches, the other side is 4 inches, what's the third side length, which I was thinking of, you know, if it has a right angle, it's going to be 5, but I forgot to use that to specify that. And then it kind of corrected me. It's like, well, it's 5 if there's a right angle, but if not, it could be anywhere between, you know, 1 and 7. So it did have some pretty good you know, deduction, I think, from even my, you know, it called out my error. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, 100%. Okay. So the thing that I want to say is I'm now realizing, so I probably sound dumb for my earlier comments on this. I'm realizing it does have actually access to the internet. You just have to manually enable it. And like you were talking about the reasoning thing, it has this thing called DeepThink R1. That's its best model. That's the thing that's crashing the stock market and everything like that. And that one, it outlines exactly what its reasoning does. It's the same as ChatGPT 01, but ChatGPT 01 hides the reasoning. They actually show you what the reasoning is. I'm going to show you, break down exactly what that does, because I think that's interesting. But I just really quickly want to do, what time is it in Vancouver again? With its search turned on, probably should have turned off thinking. All right, well, we'll get back to that. So I asked it, what's the best time to fly to Mars? And then it gives me its entire outline of its reasoning on how it's going to come up with my answer. So it's like, okay, the user asked about the best time to fly to Mars. Let me start by recalling some basic about Mars missions. I know that Earth and Mars have ecliptical orbits, so the distance between them changes over time. There's something called Hohmann transfer orbit, which is the most fuel efficient way to get to Mars. That happens every 26 months when Earth and Mars are aligned in a specific way. Then right after that, it says, wait, the user might not be familiar with orbital mechanic terms. I should explain it in simpler terms. Okay, so then it goes through. It's like, I should check the typical launch window. There's the trip that's about the trip duration is 6 to 8 months. So if you launch during that, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, it goes through like the whole thing. It's all in, and it's like, I should summarize the key points, optimal launch window. And then it goes through like everything. Then after that, it gives me my response, which is, best time to fly to Mars depends on orbital mechanics and the alignment of Earth and Mars. Here's a simple breakdown: launch window every 26 months, why the timing matters, why considerations of future missions are key considerations for future. And it outlines it all. But the reason that people love this is because it's like goes through the whole thought process, which is really, really interesting. Okay, so I went and asked it what time it is in Vancouver, and I enabled the internet, and it says, as of the latest available data in the search results, the local time in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada is 5:22. Okay, so it does have access to the internet. I retract all my criticism of it not having internet, but I do not retract my criticism from Anthropic's Claude. So I really hope they get the internet soon.
You still can't. You still can't like give it a URL and say, give me a summary of this page.
Right.
You can't crawl pages, unfortunately, but yeah, you can ask it questions relevant to, you know, time and weather. And
it can kind of like search it. Okay. Yeah. So there are some limitations. But yeah, anyways, very interesting model, very powerful. This reasoning capability is super good. It hits all the benchmarks that ChatGPT 01 hit. All sorts of reasons people are coping and saying it's, you know, it copied OpenAI, or it did this or it did that. At the end of the day, I don't really care. Its responses are just as good as 01. So its responses are really good, aside from the injection of communism into it. It's pretty impressive what it's capable of doing. And I think it's a big moment for America. If like these American AI companies really want to be number one, this is the moment for them to say, look at everything they did. Look at how they made this thing more efficient. Let's take that, add it to our models, and, you know, try to beat them. It's like the actual battle is starting. So very, very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I think competition always makes for a better final product anyways. And so bring it on, I guess, is what I would say. So
100%. The last things I want to say on this is something that evidently is very important and talked about yesterday. Okay, first of all, like every single, somehow this went like super mainstream, DeepSeek. Every single person knows about it. Every single political commentator and like random person knows about DeepSeek somehow. So it's like, it went to the number one app on the App Store. And yesterday, I believe Trump did some sort of press conference, and he's specifically said, you know, with models like DeepSeek out of China becoming like so prolific, America really needs to up our game if we want to stay ahead in the AI race, and I'm going to do XYZ, blah, blah, blah. So he like kind of talked about it, but you literally had the president talking about DeepSeek, and then you had the head of AI for the United States, David Sachs. Shout out to David, because he left one of my favorite podcasts, the All In podcast. So deeply missed, RIP. To go join the government and run their AI department. But even he has been tweeting about it all day yesterday and today, what we're going to do, blah, 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 all of the different regulations and rules and ideas and stuff. So I do think at the end of the day, like you said, Jamie, competition makes us stronger. So I'm not like, oh no, DeepSeek is bad or something. I mean, I think there's some shady things about it and they're probably being sneaky, but at the end of the day, really powerful model. I'm excited for the competition to see what OpenAI, Google, Meta, and everyone else is going to be forced to do. I'm excited. It's going to be pretty cool. Hey, if you enjoyed the podcast today, if you got anything out of it, we would love for you to leave a review. It's the way that we know, you know, people are enjoying the podcast and learning from them. So if you could leave us a review, that would mean the world to us. And make sure to go join the AI Hustle School community. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll catch you next time.
Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep. Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So, when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.